from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At that time Jesus exclaimed, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have the famous scene in the book of Exodus about Moses' encounter with God. We learn two very important things about God today in the interaction with Moses. First is that God appears to Moses as a bush burning that will never be consumed. And that's what caught Moses' attention. God was on fire. It was a fire that would never be exhausted. It was an eternal fire. It was an eternal flame. That flame symbolizes the love and the warmth that comes from God. God's fire still burns. He wants us to become part of that great flame for the world, so that, as St. Catherine of Siena would say, we'll light the whole world ablaze with the fire of that love. Second thing we see in what God reveals to Moses is that God is a personal God. And when you look at the pagan religions, what do you have? The God of war. You have the God of fire. You have the God of rain. You have the God of love. You have the God of things. That's not the way God revealed himself. He said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God is a personal God, and he reveals himself through those personal relationships. He just doesn't want to be Lord of creation. He wants to enter into that type of personal relationship with each of us, because that's why he burns. Now we get to Jesus' exclamation in the Gospel. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. But Daddy shows you this personal relationship that Jesus wants to introduce us into. For although you've hidden these things from the wise and the clever, you've revealed them to the childlike. Such has been your gracious will, Father. Amen. No one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. And the Father is revealed not just through the Son, but in the Son. The Father is revealed through entering into Jesus' filiation. Jesus was revealing God in many ways, God's presence. But fundamentally, he was coming to bring us into that relationship of being known by the Father fundamentally as his much loved son and daughter. And Jesus has chosen to do this. And the way we will grow in that knowledge is precisely by being humble and childlike. Precisely by accepting what God gives rather than trying to seize it. That our knowledge of the Lord will grow as our spiritual childhood grows. As we seek to become more sophisticated, we'll actually lose some of what we had, which is one of the reasons why it's so important for us to ponder this mystery of childlike knowledge of the Lord. This real simple acceptance, simple faith, uncomplicated. It's important for us to grasp here too that Jesus is talking about a different type of knowledge. And in all the languages other than English, you've got words to distinguish knowing something or knowing about someone. In Latin, that word would be sapere. Savoir in French, saber in Spanish or Portuguese. And interpersonal knowledge, which would be conoscere in Latin. It would be conetra in French. It would be conocer in Spanish, conocer in Portuguese. Jesus wants to introduce us into that interpersonal knowledge. Conocer basically means that we know someone personally, intimately, as a friend. That's the relationship that God wants to introduce us into. Today we celebrate the feast of a great saint, Saint Bonaventure, who learned this lesson as a young child and then sought to teach it. He had a miraculous experience when he was young. His mom thought he was going to die. She made a prayer to this guy, Francis of Assisi, who had just been canonized a couple years after he had died. And Giovanni di Fidanza, John of Trust was his name in Italian, was healed. And so the mom obviously grew in her devotion to Saint Francis, breastfed Giovanni on that love. And eventually, when Giovanni had gone off to study, he had an opportunity to get to know the Franciscans personally as well. And what fascinated him with Francis was that he was, in a sense, the greatest image of Christ, that his knowledge of Christ had become so deep and so intimate that he was able to become an alter Christus, another Christ, in the midst of the 13th century. And Bonaventure wanted to get to know Christ in the person of Francis, who enfleshed him. And he accepted that great vocation with the simplicity of a child. St. Bonaventure was one of the greatest spiritual writers, one of the great doctors of the church, whom the church has ever had. He's underemphasized because he was living at the time of Thomas Aquinas, but I tend to think that as the centuries go on, his importance is going to increase. Pope Francis has cited him extensively in Laudato Si. Pope Benedict had written one of his two doctoral dissertations on him. But I'd like to take you into two of his writings which pertain to today. The first is his great spiritual classic, Itinerarium in Mentis Deum, the itinerary, the journey into Itinerarium Mentis in Deum. I know you all caught that on me. I'm sorry for my early morning malapropism, but the journey of the soul into God. This is a very childlike journey. We're entering into the fire. We're entering with the spirit of a child. And it's a paradoxical journey. The ways we would think about doing it by our own wits are the ways that are going to fail. But the ways that we would be doing it drawn by the Lord like a little child are the ways that are going to succeed. What does he say? If you really wish to enter into God, you must seek to enter through God's grace, not in doctrine. It's going to be God's drawing, not our own work. In the longing of the will rather than in the understanding. It's this great Franciscan contribution that it begins with being loved and loving back, where we get to know the person. Not in the size of prayer, not in study or research. By getting to know the bridegroom rather than the teacher. Getting to know God through this mystery of love. getting to know God rather than man. Really focusing on the divinity of Christ. Darkness rather than daylight. We've got to be comfortable not knowing at all, not seeing at all, but living in that darkness, because it's then we're going to see with far greater light. God gives us through the grace, night vision, spiritual goggles, we could say. Look not to the light, he said, but rather to the raging fire. Hear the first reading. That carries the soul to God with intense fervor and glowing love. If we really want to get to know the Lord, we do it in a way that wouldn't be the way in which we're in control. It's the way of God's grace. It's the longing of the will. It's in the sighs of prayer. Not the copious words of prayer. The inexpressible groanings of prayer. So really getting to know God as the bridegroom of our souls. In that mystery, not as the teacher who's going to explain every mystery. God, not man, entering into the mystery of the divinity become flesh. Darkness and raging fire. In the world, as we know, we often place our trust in what we can do and what we've learned. This is what adults do. Don't need the help anymore, Dad. I got it from here. God reveals himself, however, to the childlike, those who never lose that dependence and that gratitude. Bonaventure went on to say, for this to occur, there needs to be a death in us, a death to our old ways, so that Christ can draw us personally in these new ways. Let us die then, he concludes that itinerarium, and enter into the darkness, silencing our anxieties, our passions, and all the fantasies of our imagination. Let us pass over with the crucified Christ from this world to the Father. It's all about divine filiation. The way we enter into that relationship is through crucifixion to everything else that isn't compatible with entering into the sonship through the Son. Let us pass over with the crucified Christ from this world to the Father, so that when the Father has shown himself to us, we can say with Philip, it is enough. So we may hear with Paul, my grace is sufficient to you. We can rejoice with David, saying, my heart and my flesh fail me, but God is the strength of my heart and heritage forever. In the opening prayer of Mass today, we prayed that God, on the celebration of St. Bonaventure's heavenly birthday, would grant us to benefit from his great learning and constantly imitate the way he loved God, the way he lived the faith, the way he as a child entered more and more into this journey of the soul into God in Christ's own sonship. And the great way we have to do every one of these things, to ponder grace, the longings of the heart, enter into God, the way that we meet the bridegroom, come to be known so that he will become not just the God of Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, and Jacob, but the God of Roger, God of Mary Margaret Hope, God of Maria Emanuel, the God of Bridget and Sheila Donald. It's through the Eucharist. This is the continual pathway lived every day. If you really want to get to know saints, we must enter through their prayer. That is the deepest thing about any person. And when those ineffable experiences are placed in words, it gives us an approximation. And in prayer, Bonaventure is a guide on this pilgrimage of the soul and the mind of the Lord. And he talked about this Passover, this passage, in his great prayer, Transfige, which the Church continues to pray after Mass, which I'd recommend to you on this day to pray. But just in case you have difficulty looking it up, we're going to pray it right now, because it highlights precisely what this is. Pierce, transfix, O most sweet Lord Jesus, my inmost soul, the most joyous and healthy wound of your love, light me on fire, in essence, with your burning flame. And with true calm and most holy apostolic charity, may my soul ever languish and melt with your entire love and longing for you. May it yearn for you in your courts. May it long to be dissolved and to become one with you, just as the flame becomes one. Grant that my soul may hunger after you, the bread of angels, the refreshment of holy souls, our daily and supersubstantial bread, having all the sweetness and savor in every delightful taste. We should savor the Lord like a little child eats chocolate cake and more. May my heart ever hunger after and feed upon you, whom the angels desire to look upon. May my inmost soul be filled with the sweetness of your savor. May it ever thirst for you, the fountain of life, the fountain of wisdom and knowledge, the fountain of eternal life, the torrent of pleasure, the fullness of the house of God. It comes to those intense longings. That's the way we get to know. Paradoxically, we think to know is to have possession. But the longings are precisely because we can't possess the Lord. And so his infiniteness pierces our finite heart and expands it in this longing. May it ever compass you, seek you, find you, run to you, come up to you, meditate, ruminate on you, speak of you, and do all for the praise and glory of your name, with humility and discretion, with love and delight, with ease and affection, with perseverance to the end. May yours alone ever be my hope, my entire confidence, hear that word, confidenza, my riches, my delight, my pleasure, my joy, my rest and tranquility, my peace, my sweetness, my food, my refreshment, my refuge, my help, my wisdom, my portion, my possession, my treasure, in whom may my mind and my heart be ever fixed and firmed and rooted immovably. Amen. That is the prayer of someone who has learned the paradoxical mystery of how to journey into God. As we do that today, as we consume fire, as Blaise Pascal once said, when we consume Holy Communion, and as St. Ephrem the deacon made famous, as we consume the Lord, that burning bush, let us ever, as beautiful children, thank the Lord, because the Lord we're about to receive is our Lord, the Lord of our parents and grandparents, great-grandparents, the Lord of our fellow sisters, the Lord of Pope Francis and Cardinal Dolan, the Lord, the personal God of each all, of each of us, who seeks to help us to go out, to make him the personal, loving Father, revealed to the childlike of all those sons and daughters we will meet today. I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the merest of children.